proclamation number 4857 dated the March 12, 1950. Directive to take action. Final admonitions before the end. You must be ready to work for me at any time if you feel my directive for it in your heart. And you'll very clearly feel what you should do and won't inwardly resist it because it will be your own inner urge to comply with my will. Although everything you are confronted with seems like a matter of course to you, it is nevertheless I who is guiding you and instilling in you the feeling for your thoughts and actions, providing you are willing to serve me and thus subordinate your will to mine. Time flies by tremendously fast, yet it will no longer result in a change of will. Humanity keeps its face turned away from me and towards material things. It continues to distance itself from me increasingly more. It is seized by the opposing power, and only a few can be stopped on the downward path. Only a few will listen to the warning voice in the wilderness of their life. For I will not leave people without warning so close to the end. I very often send people across their path who warn and admonish them, who point out the near end and beseech them to stop chasing after earthly possessions, who attempt to make them look up and announce the judgment to them. But who listens to them? Who still believes in a God to whom they must answer, who still knows the actual purpose of earthly life, and who still believes in life after death. Their God is money, their purpose of life is material possession, and they think of death as a frightening, inevitable end of all life. And if they don't listen to my messengers, their wasted life and utterly wrong will cannot be portrayed to them either, making a change of thinking impossible. However, the only other available means than the proclamation of my gospel consists of extreme adversity, but an adversity which will be announced to them in advance by my messengers, so that they will learn to believe if they are willing. And for that purpose I require you, my servants on earth, now and especially in the forthcoming time, because the great adversity will soon be followed by the end. Because you are to inform people that they can expect the last judgment, even if they don't believe it. Time and again they shall hear it until they pay attention to the signs of the time and take a near end into consideration, although they are not convinced of it. This is the task for which I have appointed you, so that you will speak wherever the opportunity presents itself. So that you will convey your knowledge to your fellow human beings, so that those of you who are informed of my plan of salvation will attempt to announce to people the end of this earth period and explain to them that it is based on the spiritual low level. You must explain that to people since the time given to people for their redemption has come to an end. My love wants to start a new rescue mission. And the soul of anyone who listens to you and takes your words to heart will emerge unharmed from all upheavals. It will be saved from the downfall on Judgment Day, because it will still grasp my lovingly extended hand just in time. Amen.